this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Welcome back to Money News right around Australia. As I told you at the top of the program, the federal budget is coming better than expected. It's around $4.4 billion better than expected. And a part of this is as a result of the government collecting more tax. Now, in particular, more tax from big corporates, it would seem to be, has been one area where there's been more money come through the door. But also, it's actually spent a little less money than what was anticipated, around $2.9 billion less. Now, of the $2.9 billion less the government spent, and its total expenses were $447.8 billion, most of that saving or whatever's taken place has been in social security and welfare. It's around $2.5 billion less than expected that the government spent. Let's try and interpret this now. One of the very best people to talk to, the chief economist at Deloitte, Chris Richardson, is on the line right now. Chris, many thanks for your time. It seems the government's collected more tax. Where has that come from to start with?
It's basically come from a better economy, as the International Monetary Fund says. Right now is the best and most synchronized global growth we've seen for a while. It's not just one big nation or group of nations. You're seeing good news pretty much around the board. That's showing up in a bunch of ways. Yes, you're right. Better profits means extra company taxes than the government was expecting, but also more jobs mean more personal taxes. More spending by families means more GST. You're seeing a range of taxes doing better than the government expected just a handful of months ago.
Okay, so it is good news technically, but we can't at least forget that still the budget deficit, in other words, the loss that the government is incurring, is still some $33 billion. And this is actually adding on to the pile of debt that the government already has got, the taxpayers are having to pay interest on. So, you know, it also goes without saying that though this is improved, it is not actually in the black. It's a long way from being in the black.
No, look, a long way from being in the black, and it has been for the better part of a decade now. Basically, the most prosperous generation Australia's ever seen has not been paying its own way. As a nation, we chose over the last decade and more to move a bit away from sort of a US low-taxing, low-spending style, closer to Europe. You know, there are things we should do, spending more on those with disabilities, but we haven't closed the gap by agreeing what spending will cut, what taxes will raise to make our deficit more sustainable.
Okay, then we go to the other side of the government's expenditure years, and the government has spent $2.5 billion less than expected on social security and welfare. Now, quite clearly, Christian Porter was put in charge of that and was told to clamp down on welfare cheats and so forth. But what's the real reason for that lack of spending on welfare?
Look, some of it is indeed the government clamping down. But other elements of it, you see the good economy mostly has an impact on taxes, but it has an impact on spending of less unemployment benefits. In the education budget, less subsidies for students because more of them are taking jobs. And in fact, given housing costs, more of them are staying at home, and so they aren't collecting the bigger subsidies if you're living away from home. The biggest savings in spending, though, are probably temporary. Where the government is looking to do more relatively fast, and it wants to do that in helping those with disabilities, and it wants to do that in road transport spending, that's been hard to do. So they've fallen behind there, and those savings are just temporary. We didn't spend that money last financial year, but it will catch up.
Okay, and the other point also that is worth noting from this today is that the level of Australian government net debt, $322.3 billion, 18.4% of the GDP, in global terms, that is not dramatic. It has been going the wrong direction quite clearly. It is better than expected by some $2.8 billion. But really, if you're going to pay that debt down, you've got to get yourself back into the black, don't you?
Look, you do, and we shouldn't get carried away. Yes, a government that's trying hard and even more so an economy that's doing well, those things do mean better news on the budget. They meant it for the numbers out today, which were for last year. It'll carry over to this year. But we remain extremely dependent on China pumping out stimulus and its construction sector, its apartments, the iron ore price that it drives, And those things are starting to wobble a bit and may fall away a bit further after the big party congress in China next month. That combination says what it says for a very long time now. This budget deficit is, you know, there should be no mission accomplished flags going up. We need, as a nation, to compromise our way to spending for the extra things we've promised ourselves. It's cutting the other spending. It's raising some taxes, and we're not there yet.
The final one, just a little bit of trivia for people, if you want to stick it into your head and throw it out at a dinner party or at work colleagues or whatever, is the interest payments that Australia is now paying on its debt. So I did mention how big that debt was. Well, the interest payments are now $12.4 billion per year. So you can actually call it $1 billion a month. And that is the interest that Australian taxpayers are now paying. It's, as I say, it's not, you know, sort of in global terms, massive, Chris, but the fact is it's still going in the wrong direction until the government gets back in the black.
Yes, I mean, we did waste that big boom that China handed us on a platter some years ago. We didn't, you know, lock away and improve the budget. And don't forget, at some stage, interest rates will be higher than they are today. And at that stage, you will see the interest bill climb relatively rapidly. Yes, we could and should have done this better.
I tell you what, Chris Richardson, the Chief Economist at Deloitte, always great to get your interpretation, and many thanks for all tonight.
Thanks, Ross.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.